First, we're talking about a quirky shop in Eau Claire focused on building a community around gaming. It's a social gaming and soda lounge called The District Company. Dustin Jepperson is one of the owners, and he's here to talk about The District Company. Dustin, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Veronica. Thank you.
Well, what do we mean when we say the term social gaming? What is that?
So social gaming to us, we describe as the concept of playing games of all sorts against real people, face-to-face rather than hiding behind your computer screen against a stranger or someone you don't know. We really want to foster a sense of fellowship and through competitive gameplay, through face-to-face interpersonal interaction.
Playing games is a big deal right now. There's been a resurgence in all kinds of gaming. Are you seeing that in Eau Claire, where you live?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We continue to actually evolve the business model that we have around this massive expansion of games of all sorts. Anything from computer games, where we have set up consoles for people to play tournaments and console games like the Wii U, Xboxes, PlayStations, that kind of thing, to computer gaming, to card gaming, collectible cards or otherwise, board games, other tabletop games, and a wide variety of people. And each of those communities continues to grow. Certainly something that we've seen as people flock to our stores to play those things and interact with others who are like-minded.
One of the things you'd like to do is to get newcomers involved into that gaming community. So how do you create, you know, a sense of community around games that have a lot of old-timers who might have been playing that game for a long time and maybe be a little particular about the way the game is played?
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually our mission and our vision for our store is to continue to evolve and develop the gaming community. And we do that through a variety of ways. As I mentioned, we have lots of different games that people come into the store to play. We reach out to those communities both through the old-timers, the veterans within each of those games to encourage them to bring newcomers in. But we also offer weekly and daily tournaments. We host tutoring sessions for newcomers. We create new experiences. For instance, we just kicked off a new thing we call the tabletop board game experience, where we bring in a board game, teach and demo it, throw it up on a projector screen, and teach people how to play the game and actually immerse people within the theme of the game. So a couple weeks ago, we played a game called Takedo, which is a Japanese kind of food tourism-based game. So we brought in some sushi, catered in sushi, and brought the community around that to overall experience it, meet new people, and just have a good time.
Well, what kind of games are hot right now? Are people wanting to play at your store?
Like I mentioned, we have a lot of people coming in to play card games, collectible card games in particular, such as Pokemon, Magic the Gathering, Yu-Gi-Oh! There's also board games of all types, PC and console games, and then even some of the more, you might say, hardcore gamers coming in playing Warhammer and miniature games, role-playing games like Dungeons & Dragons and Pathfinders, Star Wars, League of Legends on the PCs, and even tournaments for Super Smash Brothers on the Wii U. Those are some of the things that we see most often currently.
One of the issues that you hear people talking about when it comes to online gaming and also offline gaming is getting women involved, getting people, you know, besides men playing these games regularly. Are you seeing that? Are you seeing a diverse group of people coming together to play?
We actually are. And one of the amazing things about that is I think we're doing so in two key ways. One, we're really encouraging casual play. We want people to come in and not feel like it's an overly competitive environment, that they're welcome to come in and sit down at a table with someone who's playing a game and teach them how to play. We'll even actively get involved with bringing groups together, teaching them games, and helping them learn and get involved. So that has helped across, you know, both male and female coming into the store. Also, the soda lounge aspect of our store has helped a lot with that. Rather than just being a game store and trying to facilitate the playing of these games, we also are a soda lounge where we host over 100 different types of glass bottle sodas. Very unique. Each one in itself is a conversation starter, just like the social gaming aspect. And so it goes hand in hand with the gaming. And that attracts a lot of people from all walks of life, old, young, male, female, across the board to engage in conversation, try something unique, meet someone new, and then, you know, build that camaraderie around a game within the store.
We're talking about the social gaming and soda lounge called the District Company in Eau Claire with one of the owners, Dustin Jepperson. And let's get into that soda part of it. So if you're not coming for the games, you can have a soda and hang out. And not just any soda. You have lots of unique sodas. What is it? What's special to you about having all these crazy, unique sodas from around the world?
Yeah, great question. So kind of as I said, it brings people in as a conversation starter. You can come in and try something that you've never tried and probably never even heard of. Everything from a classic like Moxie, which has been around since 1876, one of the oldest sodas, and you know, originated as a medicine, as a Moxie nerve food, to something like chocolate-covered maple-smoked bacon soda.
Right, I have to stop you right there. Chocolate-covered maple-smoked bacon soda, really?
That's right, yep. And amazingly, it tastes exactly like it sounds.
Is that a good thing?
It is. It's breakfast in a bottle. And it gets people talking around topics of the soda, just the uniqueness of it, the glass bottle component of it. We have the labels that interact with people, there's such as Leninade, which is a Soviet-themed soda covered with Soviet Union puns, that sort of just engages the customer to come in and pick it up and, you know, laugh and start a conversation, to Spruce Beer, which is a flavored soda flavored with a pine tree, pine needles, and evergreen needles, and it has a unique history here in North America. In fact, you know, during the harsh winter months to ward off scurvy, they used evergreen needles in beverages when fresh fruit and nuts were not available. So each soda, each hundred of these 150 sodas has its own backstory, its own conversation starter, and, you know, as an added bonus, they taste great.
Do you have a favorite?
One of my favorites, other than, of course, chocolate-covered maple-smoked bacon, is Ale 8-1. This is a soda that's been around and manufactured in Winchester, Kentucky since 1926. And it's interesting. It's sort of like they describe it as ginger ale with a kick, but it's a ginger and citrus-flavored soda. The name originated, interestingly, by its inventor, G.L. Wainscott, out in Winchester. He submitted it as one of America's first slogan contests at the Clark County Fair as a late one, and that pun was the winning entry, and hence the name Ale 8-1. And has since been passed down through the family for generations, still family business, growing in popularity, and even generates spin-off products such as Suckers and even its own salsa. So it's sort of a fun community that centers around these typically family-owned businesses that start these very unique craft sodas.
So you get your customers all hopped up on the sugary soda, and you set them loose to play games. There must be stories that come out of this. Have you seen kind of unique connections happening with people there that have stuck with you?
Yeah, in fact, it's interesting. We get a lot of regulars that come in the store that the store is actually almost like a second home to them. You know, and we really focus and encourage, along with social gaming, all of the benefits of play. Playing games and interacting with others really helps to support critical thinking skills and engages brain stimulation, the laughter and enjoyment through collaboration, social engagement to reduce isolation, good sportsmanship and through communication, reduce stress. And what we get is a lot of people that come in who are a little more reserved, who might be inclined to fall in that realm of isolation, come in and they find a family there, other like-minded people that they can interact with. Us within the stores, we're encouraging them to meet others and just experience the atmosphere that we have there in the store. And we definitely see and we hear things from just interesting life stories from these people who you may not have otherwise met that you get to meet through these social gaming aspects.
Dustin, thank you so much for joining us and telling us about it.
Thank you for having me.
We've been speaking with Dustin Jepperson, one of the owners of the District Company in Eau Claire.